Two of the three Beastie Boys came on the line from California the other day and warmed up for an interview. Who am I talking with?
This is Adam Horovitz.
Hey there, Adam.
This is Mike Diamond.
Adam, were you the one who was just singing?
Was I just singing?
Da, da, da. Somebody was singing like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then that was me.
You gotta fight for your right to party!
Along with their bandmate, Adam Yauch, they became famous in the 80s for this song. A quarter century later, they've put out an album that tips the hat to themselves.
Mike, check.
The album is called Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. It comes along with a music video that grew into more than a music video. It's a half-hour movie with an all-star cast, including actors who play the Beastie Boys themselves.
In film terms, this is a period piece.
It is.
Okay, it takes place in 1986 when the Fight for Your Right to Party music video finishes shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hijinks ensue.
Did this start out to just be, you know, kind of your normal music video and just gradually got more ambitious?
Basically what happens is Adam Yauch, like the gift and the curse for Adam Yauch is that he can't stop. We were trying to come up with ideas for a video and he's like, oh, I have this idea. And so me and Mike are like, oh, that's a cool idea. We should do it. And then Yauch doesn't just make a 2-minute thing.
It was supposed to be a video for, right, a 3.5-minute song. Before you knew it, was a 30-minute
crazy
short film.
Short film with Will Ferrell and all like the
Jack
biggest.
Black, Seth Rogen, Danny yeah. McBride, Steve Buscemi. I mean, it's an all-star
John
cast.
John C. Reilly.
I mean, come
on. Oh, the Tooch, Stanley Tucci.
Big shout out to Tooch.
The plot of this movie is a little intricate, requires some explanation. You see the Beastie Boys from the 1980s. They encounter three more actors playing the 40-something Beastie Boys of today. The older guys have come back from the future, in a souped-up DeLorean, of course, and challenge their younger selves.
Who do you guys think you are?
We're the real Beastie Boys, us. The ones from the future where the is really real.
Yeah, guess what? That makes zero sense.
Sense is something you can't even make sense of until you've been to the future and spent time there. So shut your hole and stand silent. While we bring the world to a standstill with fresh, new music and new beats that you can't even imagine yet.
Clearly, the creators of the video are in a sentimental mood, thinking of their past. Like the video, the Beastie Boys' new music often references the old.
Yes.
Okay, when you sing, we've got a party for the right to fight. I mean, it's hard not to catch the reference there.
Well, it is a direct reference.
There's a couple different references, actually. A
couple of different references. What reference did I miss?
Well, because we did this Fight for Right to Party song, and then Public Enemy had a song called Party for Your Right to Fight.
Mm-hmm.
Public Enemy referenced our song, and we referenced their song referencing our song.
So this is actually a tribute to Public Enemy is the way that
no,
I should think.
No, it's a tribute to ourselves.
Oh, okay. Which is, you know, I mean, that's the style of hip-hop, isn't it? It's got to be all about you.
It is all about boasting.
Braggadocia.
I had to explain that to my kids the other day.
How old are your kids?
8 and 6.
And what was the question that they asked that led you to be explaining MC?
Dad, who's a better rapper?
You know, we were listening to our new record on our website, and I, of course, didn't realize that we had this thing called SoundCloud up there where people post their comments. The people's comments are sort of streaming as the music is streaming.
Uh-huh.
Of course, people's comments were expletive-filled.
What?
So then we got into talking about how I was explaining that to a certain degree, I do get paid to use profanity.
Well,
so
you get paid to brag.
Right, so trying to make that distinction. And then I explained that, well, actually, being an MC, a master of ceremonies, if you look at the history of it, it comes out of bragging and talking about what you have and how you're better than somebody else, and that's the tradition of the music.
Now, I don't give a who the you are. Please stop shouting that you're still wrong.
One of the things with this album was wanting to make a record with a lot of short songs.
Why'd you want to make them short?
You know, a lot of our favorite records are, if you look at some of our favorite Clash songs, our favorite Elvis Costello songs, our favorite Public Enemy songs, they're 3-minute songs.
Yeah, I'm thinking of really old 45s where if you listen closely, it sounds like the song at the beginning of the 45 pretty much fades up as well as fading down at the end, and it just seems very obvious that the song was 15 seconds too long, and rather than re-record it, they just kind of faded it in. I mean, you're pretty much doing that, but in a more sophisticated way.
I like that you associate us with the word sophisticated. Not many people do.
Guys, I want to ask about one other thing before I let you go. You have mentioned several times Adam Yauch. He's not with you today.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken, the reason is that he's battling cancer. How have you guys been dealing with that?
Just holding on. He's in treatment and things are looking good. So yeah. We're just, you know.
It's an interesting thing. He's obviously a lifelong, our best friend forever. And, you know, you just have to sort of.
Did you
Hope
know
the best.
Did you know about his condition when you were recording, when you were doing this video?
For the video, yeah.
But when you were making the record, no.
I'm kind of wondering if that might be the kind of event in his life or even in your lives to have it happen to a friend that would get you spinning back through the 20 and more years and thinking about all the different things that have happened.
Could be.
Good point. Although I will have to say, just to set the record straight, the idea was hatched prior to the cancer diagnosis.
Well, you know, I had a great literary point going.
It's a good theory.
And ruined it with the facts.
Yeah, and it was very poetic.
We should have just left it at the sophisticated part.
Right. It was very sophisticated, a very sophisticated theory, but historically inaccurate.
Michael Diamond, Adam Horovitz, thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
The Beastie Boys' new album is Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, and you can fight for the right to hear more of our interview by going to npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.